Let's go. Go tell a friend. It's T.I.A. and J.B.N. Let's go. To the Brandiverse Radio Show.
It's the Brandiverse Indie Podcast Radio Show. I'm the J.B.N.
And this is your girl, T.I.A.
Yeah, that's right, that's right, that's right. Hey, it's time, that time again. I hope everybody had a good 4th of July weekend from yesterday. And here on the show right here, we got a sexy, smooth, soulful voice, R&B artist, I Am Will Star.
Yes.
That's right. Featuring Royal Blue. Yes, that's right. Coming later in the show right now. But hey, let's go ahead and play. Let's play a song of his song. And this is
Guilty by Will Star featuring Royal Blue.
Right here on TBOU.
This is my confession. As the sunlight sparkles in her eyes, I can't help but see her beauty shine. And every moment of her heartbeat, I am so happy, so full of joy, full of joy. And so precious is her perfect smile. Wish she'd stay with me for a little while. All I wanna do, baby, is satisfy my yearning heart. I'm so guilty. Hey,
hey, hey.
I'm so guilty. I'm loving you. You see this man that you love so much treat you like you ain't nothing. All the pain that he put you through, baby, you were more than diamonds and jewels.
If I could hold you just for one night,
just for one night, baby,
I would surely give my soul
for a lifetime. I confess my love, I testify.
Nothing like true love. Whenever you feel love, then why do you kill love? It's simply the thrill love. Some brothers got ill love. You think you a real thug, but you hurt the one that can heal love.
Yes, I did it for love.
I did it for love.
Did it for love.
Confession is good.
Did it for except love. For
bad. You give me a piece that I never had.
I wish I had made a stand. The first time I saw you, I wish that I had a plan to keep you from this man. Oh, I wish I had made a move. I tried but didn't know what to do.
Lord have mercy.
So here I am with a smile, guilty of love. Oh, I'm guilty.
I'm so guilty, baby. I'm so guilty. wish I had made a move.
Wish I made
a try, but didn't know what to do.
Wish I knew what to do.
My own
smile, guilty of love. Oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh.
Lord have mercy.
Guilty.
They can lock me up and throw away the key. Hey,
guilty.
I'm guilty.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh. Guilty,
oh,
baby.
You.
Lord have mercy on my soul.
That was I Am Will Star
featuring Royal Blue.
Guilty. And right,
guilty.
And right now we have right here, like I said earlier in the show, we have Mr. Sexy Smooth, soulful voice R&B artist. I Am Will Star right here on the Brand of Us Indie Podcast Radio Show. And hey, if you got that app, you hearing us live right now on TBOU 24/7 radio app. That's right, all over the world. Welcome, welcome, sir. How you doing?
I'm all right. Thank y'all. Thank y'all, beautiful people. Thank y'all.
Yes,
you're very
man.
Welcome.
Yes,
very
man.
Welcome.
Yes, miss. It's about time. About time, man. I've been talking to the Mills, man. Like, yo, man. Yo, man. Yo, I got to interview your artist. He said, yo, I got an artist for you, dog. And I like, that's what's up. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah. So let the people know who is I. You know what? First of all, before I say this, your name is unique. I like how you break it down. I Am Will Star. Okay. But let the people know, I Am Will Star. Explain that to us. Who are you? You know.
Well, I'm a musical person from Baltimore. You know, come from a long line of family members doing music. A lot of friends doing music.
Okay.
You know, came up in the era with the Drew Hill, the Rough Ends,
yeah.
The Mario. You know that era there. We all were signed underneath of management with Troy Patterson and things of that nature. So, you know, we all came up in Baltimore doing that together.
Okay.
Then, you know, traveled, got signed with some groups, you know, traveled the world a little bit, did some shows,
okay.
You know, and then, you know, decided, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and do my solo thing. That way I don't, you know, really have to deal with all of the attitudes and, you know, the problems groups have and things of that nature. So it was like, okay, all I got to do with is my, it's pretty much myself. So,
yes.
You know, did my solo thing. My first album was self-titled Willie Carter Jr. by Will Star.
Okay.
Y'all can find that on iTunes and other platforms. Then I linked up with Royale during my Rough End days. And then after that, you know, ran this course. Then me and Royale decided we was going to go ahead and do a project together,
okay.
Which was the song Guilty. So Royale Bayan, he wrote and produced that. He is a former member of the group Kool & the Gang.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, that's my business partner. So we teamed up his company, Raven Digital Media, and my company, My Rinks Music, LLC. And, you know, we teamed up and we got with Mills with SR and, you know, and Impulse and all of that. And, you know, we got the song moving and thankful for people like y'all, you know, the song is making its way to the world.
That's right. That's right. Yes. This is what we do on TBOU.
I just wanted to ask, are you from a musical or artistic family?
Well, my grandfather was an Apollo legend. He was a part of the group, the Cardinals.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
Awesome.
Hey.
Awesome.
You're a legend in the house. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, music ran through the family, you know,
mm-hmm.
Mother and aunts and everybody sung, played instruments and all that type of stuff. So, you know, I mean, pretty much the same as, you know, the Bayans. You know, it was a musical family, so, you know, just ran with it. Never, you know, tried to use that, you know, leverage. Just pretty much wanted to do it on your own to say that you did it. You didn't go off of anybody, but yeah.
Correct. Right.
So what was the role music played in your early years of your life?
Let's see. 3 years old, I was the drummer for the children's choir with my aunt.
Okay.
And my aunt was the minister of music. She used to write music and write out the notes and all of that. So she would sit at the piano and I'd be playing the drums, rehearsing at our house. And then, you know, one day she was like, yeah, let me see if you can sing this note. So she would keep hitting the note on the piano and like, yeah, hit that note. And she would say, now keep singing it. And I'm going to sing another note, hit another note. So she was coming up with the harmonies. And then she was like, oh, you got a nice little voice on you. I think I'm going to take you off the drums and make you do a solo. So that's pretty much how that went. My first solo in church was I Might As Well Think Big If I'm Going to Think It All. So, you know, and then that kind of just stuck with me. The fact that I still remember that at four, you know what I mean, to now, so think big. And that's all I've been doing.
Yeah, because since you mentioned that, I was going to ask you, too. Now, since you say from the age of four, do you remember your first song you have written since you was part of a group and then you left the group? Do you remember your first song you written?
The first song, well, that didn't come into about 93, 94 as far as getting with groups.
Okay.
Because I was mostly in the church, me and my cousin Woody. And I remember we used to sing together all the time. And then they came to me and was like, yeah, I'm going to go be with this group called Drew Hill from my school. And I was like, well, go ahead, do your thing. You know, I mean, just invite me to some shows or take me on the road, whatever the case may be, you know. So, but the first song I ever wrote,
it don't have to be for you know, it could
that's a good question. I'm having to put some thought to that. First song I ever wrote.
Like for example, since you have this sexy smooth voice, you know, for the ladies out there, I know back in school you used to sing for the girls in school.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? First song you ever
wrote, you know what I'm saying? Back then, you know, we really wasn't into writing. Back then we were trying to mimic all the groups that was out, the Boys the Men, the Boys the Men, the Jodeci's, you know, all that. So we was singing their songs because we knew the girls knew those songs.
Exactly.
So they would like those songs. It's a little different now. Everybody wants you to be creative. Don't sing nobody else stuff. Sing, write me something.
Yeah.
You know, but back then it was, they would call you on a three-way and, you know, you would call your buddy up and then they would call their home girl and then they would name songs. Well, can y'all sing this? And then you'd be on the phone singing all night. Nobody's really talking about anything. Yeah. But yeah, you know, we used to do some Jodeci and all that back in the day, you know, R. Kelly. Sad thing that happened to him. We'll never get a verses from him, but
yeah.
You know, used to sing all types of music, man. Old school, new school, whatever the ladies wanted to hear. Let me say that.
So since you know, back then, you know, like you mentioned, we used to harmonize to the girls and stuff, and now time changed. Now everybody want to write their lyrics and stuff and everything else. And since the question I asked you when your first, you know, your first lyrics that you had written, but here's the question is like this. Do you remember like your first talent show or anything?
Oh yeah.
Besides grandma in church.
Well, yeah. My first talent show, I was 15.
Okay.
I was 15 years old. Cause you know, you come from the family. Oh, don't sing all that sexual music, sing for the Lord, you know, all that type stuff.
Yes.
So, but it's still the business of music at the end of the day, regardless of what you're singing.
Correct.
But yeah, I did a talent show for a guy by the name of Anthony Gita in Baltimore.
Okay.
He does a lot of talent shows here, and that's actually where we all got discovered from. Drew Hill, Mario, Rough Ends, group, and all of that. We all got discovered at his talent shows.
Wow.
And pretty much he would rent out the auditorium at high schools, and then he would, you know, have artists come and you would probably pay like $100 and he'd give you 20 tickets for you to make like $200, you know, so you was getting paid, but you still had to work to get paid.
Exactly.
So it was cool, you know, because back then wasn't nobody really getting paid for no talent shows. So,
no, it wasn't.
Exactly. So he would have a packed show all the time.
Wow.
So, you know, so that's how that went. Yep. Around 14, 15 years old.
Okay. So what kind of singer would you classify yourself as other than being a R&B artist?
I would say a crooner.
Okay.
I've been compared to Teddy P a lot because of my appearance.
Okay.
You know, that's where that comes from. I would consider myself the new because of the times we're in, the new man's man.
Okay.
If you get what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
You know, to bring love back and that dominatrix of man and woman and that display of love.
Amen.
Not to say that I disagree with anybody's love.
Correct. I know what you're
saying. But you know, just to bring back that feeling of how a man made a woman feel and how a woman made a man feel.
Yeah, exactly. We understand. So hey, we're gonna take a short break and we'll be right back with I Am Will Star right here. We're gonna go ahead and play Tori Amez right here.
Going through some changes, feeling out of place with you. Nothing that I'm saying ever gets through to you. Feeling so jaded, too much time wasted to believe and we can get it back again. I used to be that girl drowning in your world, couldn't breathe. I couldn't breathe. Like pulling petals off a rose. Love me or you don't. It's not easy. It ain't easy, but I'm gonna break this cycle. No more love recycle. Almost drove me psycho. Now got bad like Michael. I'm gonna break this cycle. No more love recycle. No more, no more, no more. Yeah, don't wanna love you, love you, love you. Don't wanna love you, love you, love you, babe. Don't wanna love you, love you, love you, not no more. Yeah, don't wanna love you, love you, love you. Don't wanna love you, love you, love you, babe. Don't wanna love you, love you, love you, not no more. You like starting fires. And watch them burn us down. We played a victim.
That was Tori Alamaze with Psychos. And we are back with I Am Will Star.
What's going on?
I have a question right here, my brother. Since you was with the groups and I know you travel with the groups, you know, who was your influencers back in the days? Or like give me your top five.
Top five, okay, not in this order.
Doesn't matter.
But top five, definitely Quincy, his creativity.
Yes.
Let's see, who else? I would say definitely Jamie Foxx, his creativity. Let's see, who else? I would definitely have to say Boyz II Men. They were a big inspiration of us as a group. Let's see here. So that was three.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Patti LaBelle.
Oh, great.
And Kim Burrell.
Okay. That's awesome. Kim is, she's awesome. Like
the way her and Layla can flip their voices to do stuff is just amazing in itself.
Yes.
Exactly. So,
yeah.
I have another question for you. What is
the
essential qualities that make a good artist to you?
The number one thing, be able to sing.
That's true.
Yeah, that is true.
Versus is showing you that now.
Exactly.
I don't know if y'all seen the verses with Mario or Marion, Pleasure P, Ray J, Sammy, and Bobby Valentino, but it was a lot of people getting exposed. I'll just say that.
Exactly.
Well, verses, I watched a little bit. I have not watched it as much.
I haven't either, but, you know, I've heard about the last one. They say Mario won that one.
Yeah, of course he did. You know, Baltimore. That's Baltimore. You know, he came with that Baltimore swagger. He came in there to shut it down, and he treated it as if he was being paid to perform a show instead of coming on there to have fun and giggle and laugh. He was all strictly business.
And then taking away from your interview. Mario don't get that much respect as an artist.
No, he don't. He don't.
I'm gonna put it out there on TBOU. He don't.
That's baby bro. That's baby bro. You know, we didn't watch Mario grow from a 12, 13 year old boy up to the grown man that he is now. So I'm proud of him. That's little bro right there. He already know what it is. But yeah, man, he don't get the credit he deserved. But I'll tell you what, that versus. It's going to get them there.
Exactly.
I got to check that out. I got to check more out like that. Also, we know, well, you don't produce music, but I noticed that you say Royal Blue.
No, I produce as well.
Oh, you do too? Oh, okay. My brother, brother. Okay, you do. And also, I noticed Teddy Riley. How you came across with Teddy Riley?
Well, Teddy Riley, you know, Royale, that's Teddy. Royale is Teddy's mentor.
Oh,
Royale is the one that kind of gave him his first keyboard and all that, got him started and all of that type of stuff. But I met Teddy through another friend that was mutual friend to his house. I was younger then. And went out to his house and sung to him and all of that. Then when I linked up with Royale, and Royale started telling me who he know, and I started telling him who I know and the people I've came across, then that's how I got the story about, oh yeah, I'm Teddy's mentor. He want me in a documentary. He want me this, he want me that. I'm like, oh, okay, I know Teddy. So then he talks to Teddy, plays the Guilty song for him when we record it. He like, yeah, he still got it. I'm like, that's what's up. Tell him I said what up. All right.
Okay, how would you say that your style has evolved since the beginning of your career?
Just the maturity of me as a person and as my voice, finding my sound, getting away from the mimicking that I was doing, coming up to find the sound and, you know, honing into what my sound is and how I can come across and give my essence on a track.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. What would you say was... Have you done any concerts, and what was your best concert that you
I saw
that
asking that, yeah. Yes.
I would say the best concert to this particular point would be the Old School Fest that I did when I was a member with Rough Ends, and that was in California. It was us, Nex, Nappy Roots, Kelly Price, Adina Howard, Yo-Yo, Tweet, a High Five, Lady of Rage. It was a bunch of us on it. And, you know, just to be back around them and see everybody again and you know, just to have fun, all of us running around the hotel like big kids, you know, it was just cool. You know, so I would say, yeah, thus far, that has been the best one.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure I got a couple of them coming soon.
Okay, that's awesome. We can't wait to see those.
Yeah, that's right.
Would you say that you create for yourself, or do you create for your artists? Or you create for, not your artists, but for your fans? I'm sorry.
I would say both, because the main thing is making a song believable and making that feeling that you felt when you displayed it or recorded it come across to other people. Because you got people that can sing, and then you got people that can make you feel what they're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. You know.
Exactly, like sing and sang.
Yeah. There you go. You got the people that you ask to sing and they say, I need some lemon and some water first. Uh-huh. Or you got the people that you ask to sing and they just bust out with a note. So exactly. You know.
Would you agree that it is very important to learn, study, and understand old music and the music history?
Oh yeah, you got to know your history. You got to know your history because everything repeats itself. Most of these people are sampling older music and right. they thinking that the new generation thinking that that's their song. Like, mm-hmm. no, that's not their song.
Right, exactly.
That's why we do the flip-flop every Saturday. Play a little bit of old school and then show the new school with different samples. That's why we call it the flip-flop for you. Yeah, man. Yeah. So, hey, before we let you go, and you know, we really appreciate you, unless you want to ride out for us on the show. We know we really appreciate it because I know you're a busy man and everything else. But what's new for I Am Real Star?
Well, what's new is we got the album coming soon. We got the single right now, Guilty. If you go to IamWillStar.com, you can purchase that song and you can also see the video that we just premiered, had the world premiere for July the 2nd. So you can go on there. If you scroll all the way down, you can see the video. That's my website where shows and everything will be at. So you can go on there to see what cities I'm coming to, things of that nature, read up about me, my background, things of that nature. You know, and you know, just get to know me as an individual as well as an artist.
Okay, we have one more question before we let you go. What would be one message that you would like to give to anyone wanting to be in the music industry?
Oh, whew. All right. a lot of people might hate me for this, I gotta tell the truth.
The TBOU.
Know what you're doing it for. Have morals about why you're doing it. Respect yourself at all times and don't rush your blessing.
Well said.
Yes. That is so true. And a lot of people out there, they want that microwave success. They want that instant grits. You know,
they don't want to put in no work. They want to put in the sweat, but not the tears. Exactly. If you get what I'm saying. Right. If you get what I'm saying.
No, we do.
You know, I know we're on the radio, so I gotta be sensitive. Nice. But yeah, they want to put in the sweat, but they don't want to put in the blood and the tears.
Exactly.
And also let the listeners know where's more of the platforms that they can hit you up, or they just go ahead and go to Google and you there.
Yeah, you can go to Google. As of right now, I am on all 638 streaming platforms. So any platform that you may have, or that you know of, or that you don't know of, you can Google any one of them and go to Guilty. By I Am Will Star featuring Royal, and you can find it. Or you can just Google that. Or like I said, you can go straight to IamWillStar.com, which is my website, and you can get it from there as well.
All right.
Well, we absolutely appreciate you letting us.
I appreciate
you
y'all. I appreciate y'all.
And then my brother, you know, when you run across Mr. Royal, tell him my deepest apologies that, you know, I didn't have time to give him a call. Something happened. You know, basically, I'm glad I made it here to the studio because they had an accident on the road. And I started.
Oh, wow.
I started calling TIA, say, hey, call you up and just go ahead and run the show. I'll be there in the studio when I can. Yeah, it was backed up for miles. I thought I would never get here, man.
Well, I put it to you this way. God don't make mistakes.
He sure don't.
So don't.
He does.
So you was there. So you was there so that we can do this and the people could get what they needed to hear.
That's right.
And also I would love to do another interview in this time with you and Royale. And also we're working on something to start going live on video live and everything else. I will let you know about that, brother.
Okay, not a problem.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
You are here right here on TBOU, the Brand of Us Indie Podcast Show with sexy, smooth, soulful voice R&B artist.
I am Will Starr.
Yes, thank you, brother. Be safe out there. Be 100 and God bless, man.
God bless y'all, man.
All right, peace.
All right, peace.
Yeah, TIA, that was good, man.
That was an awesome, awesome interview.
Yes. So, hey, coming up next right here on the Brand of Us, I just take a short little commercial break and be right back with more music.
Okay.
All right, we go right. Don't go nowhere.
Welcome to our world of music. Music that unites people.
Hey, check out what's new on TBOU with the latest fashion wear, TBOU apparel. Hey, we're back. That's right, TBOU apparel. Check that out on Google Store and also Facebook Store and other stores
and
to come.
And it's also on thebrandofus.com, our website. So go and check this out, you guys. Yes. See what we have there for you. Nice little fashion t-shirts with, you know, all these pretty colors. Exactly. Y'all just go check it out. Y'all will see what we're talking about.
Well, really, every shirt have a meaning. If you read the description, it has a meaning on what those shirts stands for. So, hey, yeah, support the Brand of Us Indie Podcast apparel. I mean, apparel.
TBOU apparel.
TBOU. Thank you, TIA. And also, hey, don't forget our app. Download our app, TBOU 24/7 radio app. You just have heard I Am Will Starr right here on TBOU, the Brand of Us. And we have a lot more right now. Hey.
So coming up next, we have Don't Do It by Hopeton Lingo, Marcia Griffins, and Freddie McGregor.
This is new right here on TBOU. The Island Vibes for ya.
Chronic Beats.
My daddy said, boys don't cry, boys don't cry. My daddy said, boys don't cry, boys don't cry.
She made me ball, ay, 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 ay. She made me ball, ay, 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 ay.
Ay, 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 ay. Tell me why you're treating Kathy so. I don't deserve this, I'd rather pack my things and go.
Tell me why you leave it, papi, no. Think about it, girl, before you walk up through the door.
My daddy said, boys don't cry, boys don't cry. My daddy said, boys don't cry, boys don't cry.
She made me ball, ay, 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 ay. She made me ball, ay, 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 ay.
Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. Tell me you never want me, want me, want me. You live every night and run gun party, party, party. How much time you cheat on me? About 40, 40, 40. Tell us that chick them stop from calling, call me, call me. Tell me why you treating Kathy so. I don't deserve this, I'd rather pack my things and go.
Tell me why you leave it, papi, no. Think about it, girl, before you walk up through the door.
My daddy said, boys don't cry, boys don't cry. My daddy said, boys don't cry, boys don't cry.
She make me ball, ay, 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 ay.
She make me ball. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay.
We are back. This is a correction, you guys. I had the wrong names for that song. The name of the song was Don't Cry by Perfect, Gambani, and Kathy Marte.
Yeah, it happens. Yes, yeah, that's right.
Sorry, y'all.
Coming up right now is Tell Me What's Wrong. And TIA, yes, it happens. Tell me Tell me what's wrong.
It's okay.
I know. Hey, for
at
real.
Least I corrected it.
Yes, this is... Oh, Lord.
Mr. Cotton, me what's wrong. This one is right, you guys. This is right. Mr. Cotton. Tell me what's wrong.
I don't know. Tell me what's wrong, but we better play it in.
Mr. Cotton,
because I don't know what's going on when I'm
going. Hey, babe, what's going on? Can you tell me? Tell me what's really wrong. You come home and don't say a word. The house be so quiet, you can hear the birds. When we lay down, there's nothing left. You won't even get close, as if you didn't care. Where's the love? What happened to us? Our love fade away, it's causing my heart to ache. Oh girl,
can you please tell me what's wrong?
Tell me,
because I don't know what's going on when I'm home.
I don't know what's going on.
Can you please tell me what's wrong?
Can you tell me?
Because I don't know what's going on when I'm home.
I don't know
what's
going on. Just last night, we had a fight, and still to this moment, I don't know why. What's going on? What's on your mind? Tell me what I've done. You keeping me in the blind. Don't know why. You cry all the time. Please tell me, girl, you got me losing my mind. For the last time, what's going on? Why won't you tell me? Tell me what's wrong. Oh, girl,
please tell me.
Why won't you tell
me, baby? I don't know what's going on when I'm
home. I don't know what's going on.
Can you please tell me what's wrong?
Tell me, baby.
Because I don't know what's going on.
I don't know
when I'm
home. I don't know. Oh,
can
yeah.
You please tell me?
Talk to me, baby.
Because I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on in your mind.
Can you please tell me what's wrong?
What's wrong, baby?
Because I don't
That was Mr. Carton.
Tell me what's wrong.
I love this song, man. Just like with that jagged edge back, back in my day, you know. That,
you know what's
TIA, what's going on? Tell me what's going on.
That was Mr. Cotton, you guys. Tell me what's wrong. And up next, we have Cozy Mo Better featuring Terrell Angelo. Do you feel me?
Yes, I do feel you. That's right.
Do you feel me?
Yes, I do feel you.
Right? Can you feel me? Do you
check,
feel me?
Check out Cozy Mo. This video coming soon. Y'all be looking out for that. Do you feel me featuring Terrell Angelo?
I can't help myself. Just by seeing you for a while, I think it's something that I need to let you know what's on my mind. Let me get to the point. Would you mind if I take you out for a glass of wine? Tonight would be your night. You can have anything you like. I wanna give you finer things. Like diamond rings and fancy cars.
You can have it all,
but I got to have your heart.
Do you feel me the way I feel about you? Cause I'm feeling your smile and I'm digging your vibe, and I can't let you by, no. And I just can't let you by.
The perfume on your body,
perfume on your body,
it really sets me off. My love for you's on fire,
it's on fire.
Girl, there's love for standing tall.
Ooh.
There's nothing I won't do. It's been my whole life with you.
Uh-huh.
It's while I'm on my knees,
on my knees,
thanking God,
bringing
it to me.
Smile and I'm digging your vibe, and I can't let you by. No,
oh,
do you feel me the way I feel about you? Cause I'm digging your smile and I'm loving your vibe, and I just can't let you by. Tell me, do you feel it, baby? Tell me, do you feel like I do? Tell me, do you feel it? I need to know.
Cozy Mo Better, do you feel me?
Featuring Terrell Angelo.
Right, check out the single that's hot out there. Y'all go ahead and download Cozy Mo Better. And check out his other musics out there too, everyone. And also his video will be coming pretty soon. So hey, we're going to take a short break and we're going to come right back. We're going to come right back with more music on the Brand of Us Indie Podcast for your show.
You want to know what's new on the Brand of Us? Come check out TBOU Apparel with your brand, the new brand, our brand, TBOU Apparel.
Hey, check out me, the JVN on the Brand of Us Any Podcast Radio Show every Saturday weekend from 6 to 8 p.m. Hey, there's a party going on. A party going on. Yeah, a party going on. That's why it's a party going on. It's a party going on TBOU 24/7 radio right now. We are all live. Download the app. Support the Brand of Us Any Podcast Radio Show. And hey, tomorrow we got the Mountain Man. Yeah, we got the Mountain Man on
Pop TV. And Rock Out Wednesday from 6 to 7.
Yeah, yeah, the Mountain Man. That's right. So y'all, that's right. Check him out. That's right on TBOU 24/7 radio. Hey, coming up next right here, we have
Kendrick P with Spoil You.
Every time, yeah, yeah. Every time I wake up and see your face, there's nothing that can replace. The feeling you give me is unreal. Oh, you give me chills, baby. I think you deserve a new Mercedes. I'm not feeling like you was dating. Oh, yeah. You who I've been waiting for, I'll give you what you want and more. And tell me what you need and it's yours. Whoa. I spoil you, whoa, cause I adore you. I spoil you, cause I adore you. Oh, I spoil you, cause I adore you. I spoil you, cause I since being with you, every plan I have, I've been seeing it through. I know you get your own money, make your moves. We getting so much, so why not spend on you? You held it down, baby, when I was down, babe. You brought the walls down, didn't know that I was guarded. You brought my heart in, didn't know that I need loving. I swear, are you who I've been waiting for? Give you what you want and more. Tell me what you need and it's yours. Cause I spoil you, cause I adore you. I spoil you, cause I adore you. I spoil you, cause I adore you. I spoil you, cause I
That was Kendrick P with All You.
Spoil you. Yes, and this is what TBOU do. We spoil you. Paying all the new indie artists just for you. Coming up next right here, Paul Anthony. Giving a shout out more to our Allen people. That's right. Thank you for submitting your music right here on the Brand of Us Any Podcast Radio Show. So, hey, this is Day Off. I had another day off, man. Right here.
I know you like it when we just cool and oil a vibe. So don't fight it. I want to make you feel all right. Girl, let's take a day off. Call in to work sick. Come get this good love. Tell the boss say you can't make it. And nobody ever knows, say you really just laid up here with me. Let's take the day off, baby, so you can power the work to me. Hey girl, wherever you wanna go, we can ride. With you by my side, all I need is a light. Let's get high,
get high,
get high. Cruise the coastline, lose track of the time. It's hard to ignore, oh you're so fine. I can make you feel like the old times. I'm yours if you wanna be mine. Give me with this pile and rhyme. Cause you know, nothing stressful like routine workflow. Pack your bag then my girl and let's go. Where are we headed? Well I don't really know. But let's get there fast on this here day. Calling to work sick.
come get this good love.
Yeah, baby.
Tell the boss, say you can't make it. And nobody ever knows, say you really just laid up here with me. Let's take the day off, baby, so you can power the work to me. Sexy girl, me want to see how you twerk it. Drop it down low, make it third, third, third me. Cause you're the one that I want. Your body is a blessing, what ya? Left the money, let's have a good time. Nothing worth more than with peace of mind. And you remind me of Britney, oh, you keep telling me to hit that one more time. Just let the boss know you're not coming today. Cause with you, the time seems to slip away. When you're about to leave my bedroom, I say, let's take another day off. Calling to work sick. Come get this good love. Tell the boss say you can't make it. And nobody ever know, say you really just laid up here with me. Let's take the day off, baby, so you can power the work to me. Let's take a day off. Call into work sick again. Come get this good love. Tell the boss say you can't make it. And nobody ever know, say you really just laid up here with me. Let's take the day off, baby, so you can power the work to me.
Yes, that was Paul Anthony with Day Off.
Yes.
I can take another day off because yesterday wasn't long enough. Fourth of July.
I've had Monday and Tuesday off, which is yesterday and today. And guess what? I got the rest of the week off.
Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. Got the rest of the week off. But anyway, coming up next right here, you know, this is Miss Cherie Patrice
with The Heartache.
Here I am with a choice of taking desperate measures for the sake of having a man. I just can't do this to myself again when I know just what it is that I want. And I realize all that I'm worth and deserve. So love will have to fight. I'm no longer looking. This time I promise to wait and not give all of my heart and soul away to an undeserving. Damn, you were my best mistake, but it's not worth the heartbreak. I've come too far to settle and be treated less than all I have to give. I can't live through that hurt and pain again. I know exactly what I'm waiting for, and I'm not afraid to be alone until it comes. Love will have to find me. I'm no longer this time I promise to wait and not give all of my heart and soul away to an undeserving. Damn, you were my best mistake, but it's not worth the heartbreak. I've been hurt one too many times before. Tell the core of my soul chasing what I believe. To be loved, had to learn the hard way. Love will have to find me. I'm no longer looking. This time I promise to wait and not give all of my heart and soul away to an undeserving. Damn, you were my best mistake, but it's not worth the heartbreak.
Yes, that was Cherie Patrice
with Heartache.
Thank you for tuning in to the Brand of Us Indie Podcast Show, interviewing sexy, smooth, so sing your R&B artist. I am Will Starr. If you miss it, you can always go back to all our platforms. Go ahead and Google the Brand of Us, and you can go to
thebrandofus.com and tune in too. Also, hey, check out TBOU 24/7 radio tomorrow with the Mountain Man.
Yes, from 6 to 7.
Yes, and also
Pop and Rock Out Wednesday.
Yes, and also, you know, hey, check out all the any artists on our show. You know, we're showing much love and support, and you know, we doing it for you. And man, too much time out there is never enough. And keep doing what you're doing. Each and every artist out there all around the world. And you know, we love you. So we want to tell everybody, you know, peace,
love, and keep making music right here
on the Brand of Us Any Podcast Radio Show. Tomorrow is the Mountain Man. And also this Thursday we'll be interviewing Boss Nice. Check that out. That's gonna be a good one for hip hops. He is out there, Graffiti Mike, is he wanna preach something to all of us. Hey, y'all have a blessed night. Be safe.
Yes, love you guys.
Coming up next right here. This is
Sean Millie with Perfect.
Right here.
Flaws and all, I love them all, girl, because you're beautiful. But I need to know when things get hard, baby. Tell me that you won't fall. I'll give you my all, girl. You just gotta be worth my time. And if I promise not to waste yours, promise me you won't waste mine. Oh, I will give you the world, baby girl. Just gotta be worth it. I will give you the world, baby girl. You ain't gotta be perfect, yeah. City, you just gotta be. Oh, no, you. Falling into deep, feels like I'm pulled by gravity. Please promise you won't switch up, and I'll stand solid for you. Whoa. I will give you the world, baby girl. You just gotta be worth it. I will give you the world, baby girl. You ain't gotta be perfect. City, you just gotta be. Oh, no, you ain't gotta be. Hey, oh, hey, yeah.
Good life, let me find a good taste, my life. You swap and cut your good, it's a good. My forget any no stress, it's a money. Your body is our well, a good life. Let
mifuna i good test manje life ngiswaphe ngikhohlwe ukuthi kusasa ikhona mavuke ekuseni no stress sasemncane yeah wonke umuntu lana ufuna ukuphumelela umkhuleko kwesizwe sonke sifuna ukuflexa ithitako ntalifa umphefumulo zosala ngiphusha njengesikorokoro sasemncane mina mfuna i-nice guy ngikaphe idlele plan ifake amagenge undibukile lezi ngane and the builder aziwe mo
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.